This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette police officer who shot a dog last December as it attacked his canine partner has been cleared of any wrongdoing. Gillette PD officers were trying to subdue a man wielding a knife when the shepherd mix dog escaped the house and attacked the canine officer and his partner. The officer was finally forced to draw on the dog and fire one shot. It was treated by a veterinarian and released. Use of force incidents are subject to a full review to ensure adherence to department policy and laws, and allows review for use in determining future best practices by the department. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office promoted three uniformed Campbell County Sheriff's deputies earlier in the month. Sergeant Martin Spencer, Corporals Ryan Underberg, and Aaron English were all pinned with their new rank at a brief ceremony. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Later this evening, the Gillette City Council will decide whether to appoint a third party to go over allegations made by former city administrator Patrick Davidson against members of the council after releasing over 400 pages of text messages between himself and the former mayor. Former Cheyenne City Attorney Michael R. O'Donnell and former Senior Assistant Attorney General Donna A. Murray will conduct the review. The final count of those applying for the open seat on the Campbell County Commission is 9. Don Hamm, Tracy Barkey, John Hivala, Doug Griffiths, John Robertson, Lee Boyd, Ian Scott, Jim Ford, and Charlene Camblin have all applied to fill the seat vacated by D.G. Reardon. The local Republican Party Central Committee meets this evening to choose the three candidates that the commission will then vote on. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.